This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get back to those calls, BT, I mentioned to you something that had to do with both the Mets and the Yankees, but nothing to do with the games that were played yesterday or will be played or the Subway Series. Huh. Have you seen, and this is not a big deal, but it is something that annoys me and just is so lame and pathetic and worthless and useless in today's Major League Baseball. Did you see the Gold Glove finalists?
I did. I saw some of them.
Okay, right field, New York Yankees, Juan Soto, a Gold Glove.
Ridiculous.
Final.
It's ridiculous. He's pretty much a butcher out there. Started well at Houston with gunning the guy down at the plate. He was pretty messy out there. Like, for him to be a finalist, it's a joke.
Do you think that there's anybody, and I'm not, like, I love Juan Soto, and I don't even care about his lack of defense because he's not here for defense. But do you think that there's anybody in the world that watches baseball and understands the game even to a minimal amount that thinks that Juan Soto and Gold Glove in any way, shape, or form should be synonymous?
No. I mean, maybe there's a few people who just watch some games and they're not into the metrics or they don't watch enough games to see him, you know, take some weird routes or whatever. But maybe he does have a little style out there. He's got a little swag. He's got a pretty decent arm. He looks pretty, you know, pretty fluid when he does it right. So maybe, depending upon when you catch him, when you watch him, you might think it or overstate his defensive prowess. But for somebody who watched every Yankee game this year, I mean, I've seen worse, but I've seen a lot better.
And that wasn't even my biggest issue.
Okay, so this one's going to pertain to the Mets, I would imagine.
Correct.
All right. By the way, just we should get this out. Verdugo's on the list for the Yankees, who played a very good left field, and Volpe, who won it a year ago. So there's three Yankee finalists.
Yeah, the finalists.
Yeah, so the Mets issue, I guess?
Yeah.
I know it's not Vientos at third base.
No.
All right,
no.
So I'm being facetious. So, is Pete a finalist at first base?
No.
A sneaky finalist?
No. I mean, not that I haven't seen. I haven't seen any, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I
haven't seen them all. I saw one that just...
Is it something about Lindor, which always traps you?
How could Francisco Lindor not be a Gold Glove finalist?
Is he really not a finalist? No way.
Dude, Hoff told me that before.
There's no way that's true.
He's not a finalist.
So who are the three finalists? Who else?
I mean...
Swanson?
How is he not he should be a Gold Glover, period. Hoff, do you have the info?
He has to be a finalist.
He's not only the finalist, he should be a Gold Glove winner. Now, again, like, I don't even really care about this, but this is so blatantly, obscenely wrong. He's not a finalist? He's the best defensive shortstop in the game, by far. He's not a finalist for your crappy, worthless Gold Glove Awards? Who is, Hoff? What do we have?
All right, so Dansby Swanson, who's won the past 2 years in a row, so he'll probably win a third. Ezekiel Tovar from the Rockies and Mason Winn of the Cardinals.
They're better than Francisco Lindor? I mean, those guys must be playing some incredible defense. I mean, put them in the Hall of Fame. We watched Lindor for 162 games. You can't be better than he is, and he's not a finalist? What, are you kidding me?
I never even heard of the guy from the Rockies. I know they're third baseman that the Yankees were thinking about getting.
Tovar? Ezekiel Tovar.
And who's the other one?
Mason Winn of the Cardinals.
All right. Now, I'd be lying to you if I said that I've watched these guys.
Me too.
But
that's not the point.
But what I do watch Lindor every night, yeah. And I've watched baseball for 40 bleeping years. There's no way. I really wanted to say the other word.
Don't you wish we could?
I do. Oh, in this particular instance, I do because it would have made it more impactful,
I know what you mean.
More effective. But I've watched it for 40 years. There's no way anybody can tell me Francisco Lindor is not Gold Glove material this year.
He
at the very least, final. Like,
he is.
And you can't be better than he's been.
He's been terrific. And you know what bothers me about this? Now, this is a bigger conversation, and Hoff and I were talking about this before the show, and he's right, and I've thought this for a long time. I don't get wrapped up in, although when it's our players, I'm much more interested, yeah. Yankees and Mets, but I don't get wrapped up in Gold Gloves or Manager of the Year, yeah. Or Silver Slugger, whatever. I watch the game. I know who's good. I know who's not. I know who wins. I know who doesn't. But what happens invariably, somebody like Lindor, who should have a Gold Glove this year, or at the very least be a finalist, yeah, at South Point. That's lunacy. And he's only been an All-Star four times, which is not bad, but he probably should have at least one more as a Met. You can make the case maybe two. And I say this because when you go to Lindor or anybody else, when you go to their baseball reference page when they retire, and you're like, all right, is he a Hall of Famer? Now, if Lindor keeps this up for another couple of years, I don't think there's going to be much of a debate. But let's say he gets hurt, God forbid, or let's say, let's say he's very good next year, but then he has a couple of the down years. I'm just saying. Now you're like, all right, well, what did Lindor do for his career? All right, he's not at 3,000 hits, and he'll never get there because he's at 1,500 now.
How many All-Stars?
Correct. You start to look for the bullet points on the resume. All-Stars, Gold Gloves, Silver Sluggers, boom, boom, boom. You know, top five MVPs, Cy Youngs, top three Cy Youngs if you're a pitcher. And careers, honestly, this is not hyperbolic. In some cases, career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fears get, or at least the interpretation of certain careers, get completely skewed because the subjectivity of others ruins it.
Yeah, and it's sad too. The other part of it, I mean, you just nailed it. The other part of it that hurts me is Gold Glove, since I was a kid, it was something to appreciate and marvel at. Wow, Gold Glover, Keith, Mattingly, all that stuff. And now you don't have Lindor as being a Gold Glover. But guess what, BT? They don't need him to be a Gold Glover because it doesn't matter. He plays great defense and offensively. He's been an MVP for this Mets team.
He has been absolutely insane. Lindor. And by the way, obviously, is it a real surprise that Lindor gets up to the plate? What's your run streak here that you had 33? Well, how about a little NLCS Mets moment brought to you by Chopra and No Serena?
And a 2-2 to Lindor, swinging a high fly ball, well hit to right. Betts going back. This might go, and it is gone. A home run. Francisco Lindor just pulled a Lenny Dykstra as he leads off the game in the postseason with a home run, and the Mets take an instant 1-0 lead.
Setting the tone, yeah. Gold Glove, kiss my ass, the Gold Glove voters.
How about Lenny? That's Howie Rose, of course, 880 Odyssey Mets Baseball. And I heard that Jerry played it this morning, invoking nails. Did that against the Red Sox at Fenway game three.
Setting the tone, down 0-2.
Yeah, Gary went deep that day as well. I believe they had three or four home runs. So that was awesome, Lindor. And it's funny because I'm watching the game and the announcers, as they're talking about it, Glavin and Smoltz. And who's Smoltz's partner?
Frank Gore. Is it Frank Gore?
No,
Frank Horn, darling. Oh, Joe Davis you're talking about?
Joe Davis, yeah, that's where I met, Joe Davis. And they were setting it up, and it was almost perfect. They're like, you know, if anybody's going to spark the Mets, coming off the 9-0 loss to the 33 straight innings with without a run, they just set it up very nicely. It was a very long at-bat, couple of foul balls, and then, boom, you know, lightning strikes as the entire baseball world's watching, and Lindor does what he's always been doing, at least this year, and they set the tone. So, absolutely beautiful. And that was the NLCS Mets moment, brought to you by Chopra and No Sereno, exclusive personal injury law firm of the New York Mets.
All right, so you get Joe Davis and Smoltz in one booth, yep. And then the other booth is Frank Gore, Darling.
There's three.
And Brian Anderson, who we like. Yeah,
and you know what? As soon as the first home runs Soto, I'm like, I've said to myself, and I don't want to keep doing this, but I did it, so I'm going to bring it to the air. As soon as the Soto home run went over, because the winds, I wasn't sure, yeah. Like, did he get it? And then you get the call, and I'm listening to Anderson's call. I'm like, how would this have sounded with Bob?
Yeah.
Like 1941.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank God he's
you
would have
got a nice story time.
I'm just happy he's off.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I am asking this question, yes. If it is factual. Would that home run have been a home run in any other ballpark in the big leagues?
Talking about Soto?
Yes.
100%.
I thought somebody told me it was not.
Oh, wait, did they? Well, they usually do that. I know that they did too.
I didn't remember. I'm in the middle of doing five different things yesterday.
Yeah, so was I.
So I don't know, but I was told from a trusted source that would have been only a home run.
Well, how many feet did it go? That's an easy hop.
Because it was weird where it was hit to right center.
Well,
you
the
wouldn't
winds,
think that.
But that, yeah. That's why I brought this up at the start of the, well, not at the start of the show, but the way these TV networks, at least TBS does it now, you get a clear indication, you know, red arrows, green arrows, mile per hour.
Yeah,
and it was like, I want to say 3-6. Favorably, meaning going out and by the way, as soon as they panned the stadium, that's the first thing I was looking for when they showed the Yankee Stadium, you know, lit up neon blue. I could see the American flag. I could see the flags. I'm like, oh, it's blowing out to left. Now, I didn't know what it would be doing in right, and then they showed the graphic, and it was like minus 12 or minus 13 to right field and right center. Now, I don't know, did they incorporate that with the winds? Because when Soto, what was the distance on Soto's home run?
That I don't know.
Does anybody, because it wasn't like, if you hit it down the line and it's 315, I can understand us having that conversation. I could be totally wrong.
I thought it was at least, you would think 390.
100%. I'm not saying it's the biggest bomb of the postseason here, but to think that was a cheapie,
it was a cheapie, I just said
well,
it.
I mean, if it's just a home run at Yankee Stadium, the perception is that he didn't really square it up. I thought he rocked it.
BT and Sal on the fan. We come back. We're going to have a little fun. We're looking ahead to week
400
seven.
400 feet, Hob. I'm sorry.
It was 400.
Yeah.
Okay. But see if it would have been. Do that. Check that ballpark tracker.
In right center? Like,
if it would have been a home run in any other ballpark.
Anyway, I'm going to call nonsense on that, but I could be wrong.
We're going to week seven.
Okay. Week seven with what?
I'm starting to feel the energy. The energy now.
We're talking about baseball. Yeah, my energy's fine.
But I'm saying the energy now from you at 140 is a lot better than it was at 10 a.m. You let that loss evaporate a little bit. You got Devontae Adams. I want to play the schedule game with you and see where we're at now.
Oh, we're going to dial that
we'll
up.
We'll do that when we come back, right, and we'll finish up with your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app